Who was Itabarrig? How did they live? What did they dream? Who did they love? Itabarrig is how the eight characters chiseled into the world's oldest known runestone seem to read. And I'm sorry if that's mispronounced, but anyone who actually said it has been gone for centuries. Runestones are stone blocks left with markings of the runic alphabet used by ancient peoples in Northern Europe. To modernize, they look like lines, grids, X's, and zigzags. Researchers at the University of Oslo's Museum of Cultural History found Itabarrig chiseled into a sandstone block about a foot square, found among burnt bones and charcoal in a burial site in southeastern Norway. Radiocarbon dating samples suggest the site likely dates from between the year 1 and 250 AD. The stone goes on display at the museum today, January 21, 2023, 20 centuries later. Crystal Zillmer, professor of written culture and iconography at the museum, told the University of Oslo's website, "The text may refer to a woman called Itabarra, and the inscription could mean for Itabarra, or, she suggests, Itabarrug is the rendering of a name such as Itabergu, or perhaps the kin name Itabarrung. Not all inscriptions have a linguistic meaning," she says. "It's possible that someone has imitated, explored, or played with the writing. Maybe someone was learning how to carve runes. I like to imagine, say, a child learning how to chisel markings to say something about someone who leaps in their heart. Then again, Itabarrig may be a curse or just ancient runic gibberish. 20 centuries ago, you couldn't just scribble, as you might a phone number, a password, or a reminder to pick up oat milk. So much of what we call communication these days is casual, dashed off, thumbed, and abbreviated. FWIW, TBH, LMAO. And soon, we may let robots do the writing. I wonder how much of what we read and write today will simply vanish at the touch of a hacker's click or get left behind when we rush into the next shiny technology. Itabarrig and a runestone may make you wonder, centuries from now, what will people discover and make of us? Will it be monuments, rockets, skyscrapers, novels and symphonies, or notes, jokes, and scrawls? What stays, what falls away, and what may take 20 centuries to be discovered? We can't know. We can only say what we feel to the people all around us in the times and world we share now.